I'm here with Dr. Gordon Stables. He's the USC Director of Debate and Forensics and an Annenberg Communications Professor. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
So, you know, one of the basic questions I was kind of wondering is, like, what are the challenges each candidate you think is going to really face tonight in the debate?
Well, this is the first time California voters really get to see both candidates on the same stage at the same time, defining why they want to be governor. And the challenges for each of them come from who they are. For Meg Whitman, this would be her first public office. And although she's had tremendous experience and success in the private sector, translating that into how she would govern and manage a public institution is different. And so I think explaining that tonight's a big deal. On the other side, Attorney General Brown already was the youngest governor in California's history. He's trying to become the oldest governor in California's history. So I think voters need to hear what would be different about this term of Governor Brown than perhaps what it was in the past, and how really can he adapt his ideas to the current problems California is facing.
And is there anything that you think you know, people should really be looking out for in this debate tonight, or anything that you think should stand out? Or
I think the broad approach should really be how they are going to handle the difficult challenge of making do with less. Neither campaign really believes that this is a time for a massive expansion of state programs. The challenge is, how do you cut? How do you make less? How do you work through the limited fiscal situation? So I think in a lot of ways, it's going to be their approach and the way they describe that challenge. Because as much as everyone likes to vote in an election cycle for the candidate that promises the most and the best, this is one of those interesting elections where I think there's a fair amount of pessimism, not in their campaigns, but in their inherent understanding of what California is going through. And I think really getting a sense of how they would address that's going to be important, because realistically, the primary season wasn't very helpful in terms of fine-tuning those messages.
So really, the discussion is going to be based around these small minor changes?
I think you'll see changes. I think you'll see questions of character and credibility come up a lot in both campaigns. General election advertisements, they focused on how you can trust and how to know to trust the other. So, for instance, they've relied, ironically, on surrogates that know each other and really disagree. So, from the eBay experience, the Democrats have been running ads and referencing other senior executives from eBay who have come out and said they would or would not vote for Meg Whitman as part of that argument. And the Whitman campaign is effectively regularly run an ad using former President Clinton to say that Jerry Brown can't be trusted and doesn't have a track record on some of these economic questions. So I think you'll hear a lot about character and credibility, because there'll be a number of policy disputes, capital punishments, immigration, education, funding questions. But ultimately, there's going to have to be some sense of who the voters really like. And you see this in the polling data to date. The negatives for both candidates is relatively high. This is not a race among two enamored public officials. It may be a race about who's disliked least.
Well, I think that's about a wrap up. If we'd like to hear more from you about the gubernatorial debate tonight, where should we go?
Well, the debate is going to be held at Taper Hall, Room 101. With our panel is from 5 to 6 p.m., and then it has a viewing of the debate itself at 6. And that the Center for Communication, Leadership, and Policy and the Unruh Institute will be putting up some feedback and some reaction from the event tonight as well online.
Okay, thank you. And that was Dr. Gordon Stables, USC Director of Debate and Forensics and Annenberg Communications Professor. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.